World Aqua Day has 192 countries competing to save oceans, rivers, and lakes. The Olympic Games is a time when top sports athletes compete to determine the best, is something very familiar to us, an event that brings people together. This time the best and most motivated divers on the planet will become heroes in this competition when they dive with 50 million people cheering. They plan to pick up 100 million tons of plastic. It will be the largest beach and shore cleanup in the history of the world. It will include sea shorelines, lakes, and rivers. The third World Aqua Day is 52 weeks and 4 days away, and planning this 50 million people event is already in full swing. World Aqua Days is the Olympics to save our oceans. World Aqua Days' vision is to untie mankind to act and commit them to preserve, protect, and initiate the world's largest annual ocean, lake, and river cleanup ever. It will be a day when ordinary people across the planet become athletes, environmental athletes who, instead of competing in sports, engage in a more serious battle. This competition is about saving oceans, lakes, and rivers, and ensuring the survival of all mankind and species dependent on this natural resource. World Aqua Day is a competition between 192 countries and 50 million people. World Aqua Day was not created as a mere event, show, or competition. Its purpose serves a more profound meaning and necessity. World Aqua Day is a day of reckoning, solidarity, and, most importantly, action, in which more than 50 million people will clean oceans, lakes, and rivers. Similar to the Olympic Games. Founded by a world diving champion, Kristijan Kuravic from Croatia, World Aqua Day is meant to be similar to the Olympic Games. The spark. At the World Aqua Day opening ceremony, the igniting of the spark that will never be extinguished is planned to be broadcast to live TV in 192 countries. Gerhard Heiberg, the CEO of World Aqua Day and organizer of the Olympic Games in Lillehammer, Norway, together with founder Kristijan Kuravic, president of OACM, organized the first and second World Aqua Day, formerly known as GUA World Underwater Protection and Cleanup Day. For this, a lot of praise was received, along with a good portion of a conspiracy theory of rumors. This did not stop the organizers from getting even more motivated and ready for the big one in 2025. Endorsed by HSH Prince Albert II of Monaco. The second event was just endorsed and officially opened by HSH Prince Albert II of Monaco. It was organized in 60 nations across the planet, while the modest opening ceremony was held on the beaches of Monaco. Among those who were attending were Monaco government officials, Hollywood actors, and VIPs from the European Union and the United States. The Third World Aqua Day 2025. The Third World Aqua Day is in the planning, and numerous countries are currently competing to be the host. The organizer, however, said this program will rewrite history books on how powerful humankind could be when it unites. In today's geopolitical climate, such unity may not only be a symbolic move, but also an endorsement for tourism as a peace industry, both in a real sense and in the maintenance of our oceans and beaches. On World Aqua Day, divers will physically extract marine debris and plastic from our mother's belly, which will be the most shocking visual experience we have ever witnessed. It is estimated that more than 100 million tons of plastic and other items will be extracted from coastal areas around the globe. World Aqua Day will be held annually, hosted each time in a different country or continent. Heads of state in the hosting countries will open the event, with an increasing number of people worldwide participating. CEO Heiberg said, "We are looking at an actual game changer in environmental preservation we have all been waiting for. So far, cosmetic changes and inadequate measures have endangered all living species on the planet, and the human health risk of plastic ingestion represents our physical and intellectual failure and inability to act." Kuravic added, "World Aqua Day will change this human pattern and set it on the right track, politically, environmentally, socially, and in terms of solidarity." For 2025, the organizer has been discussing host country status with the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Bahrain, and Saudi Arabia. There is good interest from potential private partners and sponsors, also in the travel and tourism business, from the US, Switzerland, the UK, and the Gulf region. The organizers for the Third World Aqua Day in February 2025 think big. The plan is to unite 192 nations simultaneously and clean world coastal waters, despite time zones. The opening ceremony with live feeds will be the longest in history, lasting more than 40 hours. iturbonews.com. Live feeds are sent to the entire planet. All nations will send their live feeds to the host nation, which will then be distributed to the entire planet. This will be a unique challenge in modern TV broadcasts and an entirely new way to approach a global audience. Solidarity and friendship. World Aqua Day is a symbol based on concrete solutions, using the ocean as the only medium that can ignite the spark of hope, promote solidarity and friendship among mankind in times of war, conflicts, and disputes, and preserve all life on the planet. Founder Christiaan Curavik. According to Christiaan Curavik, there has never been a greater need for this kind of project in the world than now. We need heroism again, understanding among us, and, most importantly, to ensure the survival of our planet. According to world scientists and researchers, we have already lost the battle against climate change and ocean pollution. It's only when we are united that we can win, and now we are in the process of that. The mission is to create a global systematic environmental network between governments and the corporate sector to work in close collaboration with the UN and other world organizations on taking concrete measures and long-term sustainable programs for minimization of the plastic print in oceans. U2.B